Yesterday, we started a conversation about one of the most powerful men in America, the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. We talked with Paul Kane of The Washington Post about McConnell's rise to leadership in Congress, where Republicans gained a majority in both houses in 2014. In 2016, McConnell successfully blocked Merrick Garland, President Obama's pick to fill a Supreme Court vacancy, from getting a hearing. He argued that Congress shouldn't confirm a nominee in a presidential election year. Here he is bragging about it at a political event in Kentucky.
One of my proudest moments is when I looked at Barack Obama in the eye and I said, "Mr. President, you will not fill this Supreme Court vacancy."
McConnell then got Trump's nominee, Neil Gorsuch, through by ending the Senate filibuster on Supreme Court nominations, which allowed Republicans to confirm a nominee with a simple majority instead of 60 votes. I asked Paul Kane if McConnell had any misgivings about making such a significant change to Senate rules.
No. You look again, his autobiography is called The Long Game, and he's used that phrase, one of the proudest moments, over and over again. He basically looked at that decision to block the Garland seat and then ultimately filling it with Neil Gorsuch as the defining moment of his career that he did for the conservative movement writ large. And he felt that the open seat that there was there on the Supreme Court throughout the fall of 2016 helped drive out conservative turnout for Senate Republicans and probably helped elect Donald Trump president, which then led to the nomination of Neil Gorsuch. And at that point, McConnell was going to do whatever it took to complete this three-part act. And he basically looked back at 2013 and that Harry Reid and Democrats had unilaterally changed the rules for all judicial nominations except for Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And once he had all Republicans pretty much on board, he felt like it was an easy move to change the rules. And you had from Cruz to Collins, Ted Cruz to Susan Collins, supported Gorsuch. And that's the entire wingspan of the ideological divide in that caucus. He felt like he could do it. And he just went ahead and rammed it through and confirmed Gorsuch on a simple majority vote.
What about Mitch McConnell's relationship with President Trump? He has sparred with the president at times. Here's an example of a not-so-subtle dig against the president's position on the status of DACA recipients.
I'm looking for something that President Trump supports, and he's not yet indicated what measure he's willing to sign. As soon as we figure out what he is for, then I would be convinced that we were not just spinning our wheels going to this issue on the floor, but actually dealing with a bill that has a chance to become law and therefore solve the problem.
What do you think of Mitch McConnell's relationship with President Trump?
The relationship is built almost entirely on winning or losing. When they're winning, as they were in the spring of 2017 with the confirmation of Gorsuch, the relationship was great. At that same time, Paul Ryan and House Republicans were struggling to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and that relationship was terrible. And Trump was both saying things publicly and tweeting bad things about Ryan. Later in the summer, after the House Republicans did actually pass a bill repealing Obamacare, the Senate failed in 2017. And that led to that sparring, Jeremy, that you're referencing throughout August of 2017. Trump was both tweeting and saying things about McConnell, mm-hmm. about he was weak, that he couldn't get things done. But then in the fall, they put together massive tax cuts, $1.5 trillion and counting in tax cuts, and they got it through both the House and Senate relatively smoothly compared to the terrible rocky ride of trying to repeal the ACA. And that put the relationship back on a strong footing where, okay, we're winning now. We understand we're winning. And ever since then, they haven't been quite winning as much and not on big legislation, but they're doing things that are slightly, slowly but surely advancing the conservative cause, and they feel like things that Trump can claim wins on. And therefore, their relationship has been okay. They're never going to be personal friends. These are two people that are just diametrically mm-hmm. different. You know, Trump is just all emotion and impulse, and McConnell is all entirely analysis and cerebral thought. You know, these two would not really enjoy dinner together. And especially over these like well-done burgers and steak that Trump would be getting, as McConnell is more prone to just sort of go to his local Mexican restaurant on Capitol Hill and have just quiet tacos. But their relationship for now has been working, and especially on Supreme Court matters, Trump seems to really trust McConnell. And, you know, he delivered that big win on Gorsuch, and so that helped make this process leading up to Kavanaugh much easier, much smoother because of that.
It's interesting, though, that even though Mitch McConnell has been so successful in getting the conservative agenda through, that there are a lot of Republicans, especially on the right, who really dislike him. And I want to listen here to this candidate in West Virginia who was running for Senate there on the Republican side. He didn't win, but listen to one of his ads that ran on television.
Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens of millions of dollars. Mitch's swamp people are now running false negative ads against me.
I mean, there's so much there. This is Don Blankenship. He's saying China people, by the way. Mitch McConnell is married to Elaine Chao, who is currently the transportation secretary and is of Asian descent. But what about the political opposition from Republicans for Mitch McConnell?
McConnell, because of this incredibly laconic outward demeanor, has never been a favorite of conservatives, especially of this era's conservatives who view emotion as their chief ideological marker, anger, the just pure raw emotion. And that's what Trump really tapped into. McConnell is this completely withdrawn character who doesn't get very emotional, who doesn't talk loudly, who doesn't shout. And the conservatives have never trusted him because of that. And some of it is this ideological drift where he's moved in and out of issues. At one point in his early career, seemingly was pro-choice, or at least moderately pro-choice, and has moved into pro-life issues. So the conservatives have had this a little bit of a ideology issue and a lot of emotional restraint toward him. And it has made him this rare character in which the left cannot stand Mitch McConnell and believes that he is the most effective conservative, ruthless, cheating conservative you could ever imagine. And then you have this far right group who think that he's a rhino, that think that he's a squish and that he doesn't get enough done. These two visions of Mitch McConnell are competing all the time and clashing, and they are just so far apart that it is really one of the most unique things about him, especially when you compare him to like other congressional leaders, people like Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid, who by the time they had been around 6-8 years, they were loved by their base and just hated by everyone else.
And yet Mitch McConnell's been able to hold on to power all these years.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of the Senate for McConnell's sake anyway. I mean, the Senate is very much a club. It's a unique club, and you have anywhere from 40 to 60 people who are your constituents. And McConnell has done a better job of maintaining his relationships with those Senate Republicans who hold the key to his job. Mm-hmm. And they have always understood and respected him. They don't go to many dinners with him. And if they do, it's a quick fundraiser, and McConnell is in and out in about 15 minutes. But Mitch McConnell is the guy who raises money for them. Mitch McConnell takes all these bullets for them from the hard right and from the far left. And, you know, he doesn't seem to care or mind about that. And McConnell raises tons of money for the Senate Republicans. And so ultimately, they look at him, his fellow Republicans, and they think, well, nobody else can do this nearly as good as Mitch.
That's Paul Kane, who is senior congressional correspondent and columnist for The Washington Post. Paul, very interesting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime, Jeremy.
And you can hear our full conversation about Mitch McConnell at hereandnow.org.